The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, so welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 8, Episode 10, right? Or is it 11? No, it's 10. We want to thank again our guest last week, Southside Steve, and thank you to everybody who gave us positive feedback on that episode. It was really good to reconnect with him for me, and I hope you guys on the show also enjoyed talking to him.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, we're still waiting for our free...
Where's our bourbon, Steve?
Yes.
I gotta drink this absolute... piss waiting for my bourbon.
It's invisible. Oh, something pineapple piss.
Well, it is invisible because it's like you could drink like five of these and nothing happens.
Is it made out of malt liquor or is there vodka in it?
Yeah, I think it's malt liquor. It says it's got absolute in it, but you know, it's like it's 10% alcohol.
What happened to the little tiny cans of alcohol that were cocktails?
They still sell them.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Did it catch fire or is it just...
No, they're still very popular.
Yeah.
I remember I had one of those and I was trashed. I'm not a good drinker. I'm a bad drinker, which means I don't drink very much. Dang it all to heck. Hey, how would you like to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member? Well, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you can sign up at any level and you will have access to our weekly... Patreon show, which is about 15, 20 minutes long, where we recap a show. Next week, we are doing the finale of The Last of Us, Episode 9. We've covered all 8 episodes prior to that, and we will be doing Episode 9 with Neil, who is Stephanie's husband, a.k.a. Pickle. But we don't know who is who, because they call each other that. Right? I think so. Yes. I think it's Steph, who's the Pickle.
No, they're both pickles.
It's not.
She's a big
deal. Definitely dill. Him.
You're a big deal. You're a big deal. Dill.
I do love pickles, though.
Or you're very garlicky. I don't know. She smells like garlic all the time.
It's you.
I do smell like garlic. Mm-hmm. And I keep it in my underpants to
keep the vampires off you.
Yeah.
Keep off your garlic tongue. In your underpants?
Yeah, the crotch vampires that come out at night and they suck on the taint. And then you turn into one of them, and then you spend the rest of your life walking in globes looking for taints to add on to. Taint vampire.
That's the one thing I could never stomach about Tucker. All the goddamn taint vampires.
Taint vampires are everywhere.
It doesn't seem like there's like a good vein right there.
That ain't what they feed off of. And I ain't going to tell you what they feed off of because I want this video to be monetized someday. They feed off of the COVID vaccine. Oops.
Oh, no. Now we're dead.
Oops. And you
cut it.
Find a cure in Ukraine. And the election was stolen.
What are you, Woody Harrelson?
No, I want to get all Oh, Woody Harrelson's joke was hilarious. Fuck people who didn't think so. You get all the disclaimers on your YouTube. I was watching Never mind. I'm not going to get into it. I don't give a shit. Anyway, as I was saying, go ahead.
Yeah, did you watch Triangle of Sadness?
What's Triangle of Sadness?
It's one of the movies that's up for the Oscars with Woody Harrelson. And
it's like the menu on a yacht.
He plays a socialist. he plays a socialist ship captain.
No, I have not seen that. I haven't seen any of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture.
You saw Banshees of Inisherin?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. Or as you will find out, Sly has a different name for that film, which you'll find
okay.
in this episode, because we got a funny video from Sylvester, and he gives his Oscar preview. But anyway, as I was saying, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Sign up at the $25 level and become a Radio Labyrinth producer, which will get your name read at the top of the show, such as Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Mike D, and Matt Carter. We want to thank you guys very, very much. We do this show for you guys, and we appreciate your support. If you sign up as a new producer, you will receive stickers, a t-shirt of your choice from the t-shirt store, and a printout of one of my drawings. And you just have to ask, and I'll send you some samples. So there's that. But you can find all that stuff in the links that Dustin provides for you. You guys. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or Spotify, especially on Spotify, please, please, please rate and review us. Do all that stuff for us. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like, and turn on the notifications if you're a notifications type of person. Also, we have a website. How's that coming, Jeff? RadioLabyrinth.com.
Yeah, we still need to fix it up, but it's running.
Okay. Two more plugs and we'll get on with the show. I want to thank Greg Russ for joining me on the last episode of the podcast, Popcast, which is now a podcast. And that airs every Saturday night at 7 on WSB, and it always is a podcast the following Monday. Greg saw Cocaine Bear and he gave it a review, and we talked about cocaine and drugs in the movies, talked about paste picante sauce, and how you can't end a commercial now by saying, get a rope, which they certainly did. Back in the early 90s. I guess this
week, did that guy say shit in Cocaine Bear?
I don't know. I asked him. I can't say that on the radio. This week's episode of the podcast, which will be on tonight if you're listening Saturday morning to this podcast, features a couple of guests. Josh Warren, you're familiar with him if you've listened to this podcast for a while. He's a producer and an actor and an improv performer, also an improv instructor. He joins me along with Miguel Figueroa and Nital Raman. And those guys are all putting together a really cool event called Fool's Gold Improv Fest at the Dynamic El Dorado, which is on Edgewood Avenue in the Old Fourth Ward, right across the street from a Mazza Pizza, if you've ever been to a Mazza Pizza. And it's a small place, but it has a big D energy thing going on when it comes to improv. It's March 30th through April 2nd, and we'll put a link in here so you can find all the details. And that is brought to you by Topo Chico, which is a fun and tasty little drink. But those guys were great. We talk about improv, what they're doing there. It's really awesome. And then we'll be talking to them soon, hopefully, because I really like what they're doing down there. We got to go to that theater. So now on with the show.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know, that or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Guys, this week marks the 25th anniversary of The Big Lebowski. What do you guys think of that? Does it make you feel old?
I don't know if it makes me feel old.
No.
I mean, everything makes me feel old. I wouldn't say that this one specific thing does it.
My bones, my muscles, my stomach, my everything makes me feel old. I don't know.
Right.
I saw the movie the weekend that opened. I went and saw it because I loved, I still love those guys, the Coen brothers. And when I first walked out of the theater after seeing it for the first time, I thought, it was all right. Wasn't really that great. Wasn't as good as Fargo. And I didn't really know what to think about it. I didn't like appreciate it for what it was. And then it came out on VHS and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go rent this. So I went and rented it and I came home and I got really, really stoned and I watched it. I'm like, I get it now. And now I can watch it either way, of course. But this was when I was still in my 20s, I suppose, 29, maybe 30. And I got it. You know, you had to be on the dude's level because he stoned the entire movie. But that movie really became a huge success in the aftermarket and, of course, developed its own like cult-like following with, you know, the kind of a religion, dudeism, and all the dude festivals. Do they still do those things? Or do the
Pandemic killed those.
Yeah.
They're starting to kick back up. I've been on the dude Twitter thing since it started, and they're starting to build back up again. So, yeah, you can get ordained in the church of the dude and become minister and marry people. Yeah.
What do they baptize you with?
White Russian.
White Russian, I'm sure.
I would think it would be a toilet full of white Russian.
Yeah, there you go.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Yeah, the dude gets really mad when those people piss on his rug, but he doesn't care when they stick his head in the toilet.
No. Well, the rug tied the room together. The toilet was just a utilitarian bowl where you did your things.
Well, and to what it is to me, that completely sums up the dude. He doesn't think that much about himself. Like, he doesn't think he's a big deal. That's what I love about him. He's not obsessed with like, oh, look at me. He doesn't feel important, but he's just happy being alive. You know, as long as he's got a joint, got a place to lay his head, 47 cents to buy some cream. That's all he needs. That's why I fell in love with this movie so hard, because he represents the departure from what everybody else says that you should be. What everybody else says you should want and have. He doesn't care about any of it.
Right.
Yeah. And I love his whole philosophy.
He abides.
He abides, man. He just abides. And everybody loves him. I mean, you know, except for, you know, the other Lebowski.
Yeah. The bum's lost.
And the nihilists, they don't care for him.
No.
Fucking they don't care for anything.
That's the funniest line in the movie. One of them. I mean, you can't really pick a funny line, but anti-Semite, he punches him in the face.
I mean, pretty much any time John Goodman's on screen, any time he's on screen, it's a classic moment.
I'm finishing my coffee.
Is this your homework, Larry?
You are entering a world of hurt, Larry. This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
No, he was totally based on that director, John Milius. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His look and some of his actions on him. But then they had another guy that was the dude that they was a real guy that they knew.
Oh, yeah.
They based it on. Yeah. And that is just like him. Yeah. Kind of creepy.
Just like there's a real Kramer on Seinfeld, there's a real dude. Why don't we watch that one? That film again. I mean, it's past the 25th anniversary. Why don't we watch that again and talk about it on one of those Patreon-only episodes? You guys down with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. We should watch it, like, together.
Yes, we should. We just don't have that. We don't have a way to record any of that. How would we do that? Watch it together.
Dustin, figure that out.
Is it on Amazon? You can have a watch party.
Yeah. I think it is on Amazon.
I mean, we had a watch party while we were Zooming, and everybody would just watch, you know, and then, yeah, I could edit the rest and make it work.
Okay. Well, we'll do that then. Did you guys all watch Chris Rock?
I did.
And I thought it was great. I did. It felt like it was 1999, and what was that? That really big special we talked about, OJ, the one that I understand.
Yeah.
It was bigger and blacker.
Yeah. He kind of started out, I don't want to say low energy. He came out like old Chris Rock, because I've seen a couple of his more recent specials, and I wasn't like super impressed with them, especially since comedian.
Banjo was great.
What?
Banjo.
When was Banjo? I don't remember that one.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, maybe the one before that that I didn't like very much, but this one I thought was great, and I love that he waited till the end to really. And I didn't think he was going to do this, but he fucking shit all over Will Smith. What did he call him? Oh God,
a bitch.
No. I know
he basically talked about him being cuckolded,
but he got slapped by. He called him a name. He said that something Smith, which I
Shug Smith.
That's right. And then he shit all over Will Smith's wife too, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, I saw she responded today. I hadn't watched the video yet or whatever, but yeah, she supposedly responded today. The tagline was, "He's obsessed."
No, if he were obsessed, he never would have stopped talking about it. He didn't talk about it for a fucking year. So he's not obsessed. He waited for the right time to dump it all over, right? Am I right about that? I'm sure he practiced this routine.
He took that slap, and when I know he said he heard summertime ringing in his ears, but he also heard dollar signs. Change. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
And he's been waiting this whole time. He did it so coolly, but he was always going to make a gajillion dollars off that slap. Mm-hmm. Just not by lawsuits.
Right. And that line where he said he watches Emancipation just to watch him get beat down.
Hit him again.
You missed the spot.
Yeah. One of the fun things to do these days when a special like that or a special like Chappelle or any comedian that isn't, boring, is to follow along on Twitter and see what people are saying. And it was people without pictures or without real avatars complaining about it. And it was also a lot of these woke 25 to 35 year old women who,
that's because you're on white Twitter
anyway, they get on there and they complain about everything. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They get on there and they are complaining about everything, and I don't think he should have said this, and this isn't what I wanted to hear, and I think he's old and out of touch. They're saying he's old and out of touch because he's in his 50s. What is he, 58 years old? I don't know. I didn't get that feeling. I felt like he's really in touch with everything. But I guess that's because we're old. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's they want to say you're out of touch if you don't agree with them.
Right.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's not. It's just you just don't like what they have to say.
But I asked people who, if they watched it, who were younger, like, you know, I know a couple of people that I work with that were in their early 30s. They all thought it was hilarious. So
what did Gil think of it?
Gil, I didn't let him watch it because it was too many dirty words.
Not enough car talk.
No, there wasn't.
Car talk on click and clack on the NPR.
Now, this was Netflix's first live event. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting, too.
That's pretty awesome that they can do it live now. Huh? I like
that they had the pre-show and the after-show.
You're right. He waited a year to say something, but she didn't wait 2 weeks to have a show about explaining it. And right. How many have she had since then? That's the part that, you know, I was like, she ran her mouth from the moment it happened, and he just held back for an entire year, just letting all of it build up. And that's what made it so good to me.
Who knows how many more entanglements she's had since then?
Entanglements.
Didn't have anything to do with me. She was fucking her son's best friend. Please note, everybody, I did not put a vocal affectation on that or do the Chris Rock.
They were going to have diversity day next week.
Right. Hopefully he'll continue to do that kind of thing. We just anticipate the next Netflix special. Probably be somebody I don't like. Like that guy who got a poo band.
Marlon Condabaloo.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans filmed his special in town, I believe, last week. And there's clips of it passing around on the internet. And he rips Chris Rock like the whole time. Like,
oh, he does?
A little bitch. Yeah. Where he left that he was like, he didn't do shit. He didn't bow up to the guy. He didn't say anything back. And I was like, I was going, dude, he was calculated.
Yeah.
But that's the angle he's going with.
And I was going, dude, Marlon Wayans does stand-up?
Yeah, exactly.
Marlon Wayans says Chris Rock was trying to heal during Netflix stand-up on Will Smith. Hey, he was telling jokes, bitch. You just want clicks on your stupid ass story and watch your
just stick with your scary movie.
Yeah. And when it comes to the Wayans family, leave the stand up to Damon because he's
the only one who can do stand up. Yeah.
Right. And he's super, super funny and always has been super funny. The great sketch comedy guys. Don't get me wrong.
Totally.
The whole family. Very good at the sketch comedy.
That's the same thing with Chris Rock. I don't want to watch Tony Rock stand up.
Yeah, I don't even. No, no thanks.
That's his brother.
I didn't like Arsenio, though. I loved Arsenio. I'm a huge fan of his, man. And I, if he ever comes to town to do stand up, I want to go because he is a funny, funny motherfucker. If you go back to those 80s, you know, when he would do stand up comedy on HBO and whatever, he would, you know, he just had some of the funniest shit ever. I don't know if he wrote it. I assume that he did. But very, very funny guy. Let's see what else is going on. You guys aren't all watching Picard, right?
Not right. Watching it.
No. Dustin, you don't watch it either, right?
No, I haven't. I'll probably binge it before it's over with, but I'm not keeping up with it weekly, no.
I just have to say that the third episode came out, and I'm completely loving this show. There's way more Next Generation in it than there is New Trek, and there's just enough New Trek to make everybody happy. Like, the characters that they have are the characters that people really like, or the ones that I really like from New Trek. So I'm really enjoying Worf's arc. I love everybody's story arc. I love that there's no Will Wheaton.
He already had his cameo.
Yeah. I like his younger brother a lot more. Or his half-brother. Picard's kid. So we won't dwell too long on it, but I have to say, good job. I did not know that. Oh God, what is it? It's a below. What is it called?
Lower Deck.
R2. Lower Deck.
Yeah, Lower Deck. That's all canon. Like, they took. There's so many Easter eggs in this episode where things were mentioned. Like the number one was a captain of this ship that they talk about all the time, and there's an episode of that where he's the captain of the ship. So I don't know. I guess I'm never gonna watch that episode or watch that series, but. I'm really on the card. So,
did you see the Paramount put out the picture of all of the captains from Star Trek?
And they left
all the and they left Shatner out.
Yeah, that's why.
He tweeted back. He was like, yeah, that's no big surprise.
Yeah, so, why would they leave him out though? He's the original captain. Well,
I don't know.
Mike is the original captain. But he's the one that made, you know, 3 years on the series and then all the films. And the reason that there were so many Trekkies, they loved him, Trekkers, whatever the hell you want to call him. You don't leave Shatner off and put the stupid cartoon lady that nobody knows, but
he's the only one that's been to space.
You put Scott Bakula, that horrible Enterprise show, maybe 6 good episodes in the entire run. Maybe that Benny. Scott Bakula, his captain, is more important than having William Shatner on there. Give me a break.
Oh, my. Oh, yes. Well, you know, Bill.
Shut up, you old man. Complaining about William. You're lucky that you've had a career. You stop hating each other. I love it when he goes after him and people ask William Shatner. He's like, oh, I don't know why. I loved him. It's a great guy. He's a good actor, and I think he likes to say my name.
Yeah. Bill, also, in addition to wearing a toupee, wore a merkin.
All right, we're going to move on from Star Trek. Another thing that began last week that we've been talking about, of course, Mandalorian Season 3 has started. Now, listen, I didn't know that they... What do they drop, on Wednesdays?
Yes.
All right, which is why I haven't seen the most recent episode. I haven't seen episode 2 yet. But the first episode...
Episode 2 was pretty good. It was short.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it? Why don't you like the first one? I haven't seen the second one either, but I liked the first one.
Didn't dislike it, but there's a lot of shit you have to know in order to follow certain things. I watched one of the Easter egg videos. It's like all this stuff you have to know from the cartoons... And all the shows that I...
Yeah, you don't have to know about those space whales.
They don't look at them.
No.
They are?
Yeah. I didn't know anything about them. I just thought it was a...
ship.
That was a cool scene.
Yeah.
They're what the ships are based on.
They really?
Those whales were around before anybody had ships.
So, I love the acting, of course.
It was funny. It was a lot of funny moments. Carl Weathers, he was killing me. Every time he would lean his head down and be like, and he's trying to interpret for them, and he can fully understand what they're saying. Meet you, Carl.
Yes.
It was very Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
It'd be great if he was Chubbs. You know what happened to me? I signed up for a Disney because I can't figure out how to use the way I was using it before. So I signed up just for a short term to watch the show. And I go out to, and I get ready to watch it, and I start the episode. And, you know, Mando's wearing the Boba Fett armor. And I'm like, watching.
You accidentally watched episode one?
Oh, I got 20 minutes. I'm like, I think this is episode one, man. And I was right.
I didn't remember where I left off, man.
Oh, man. Why? Where? And then I kept saying to myself, maybe that's Timothy Oliphant. Is that his what? Why is Carl Weathers look so young? Oh, I get it. I figured it out, and I, you know, the gill person, anyway, the fish guy or whatever the fuck he was, ended up, you know, figuring it out and putting it on the right episode. I dig his new ship a lot, the one that he got from, I don't know where he got
it. Yeah, Amy Sedaris.
Yes, it was an old pre-Empire ship from the Old Republic. It's really cool, like the one that Anakin,
a Naboo fighter.
Spin. Maybe that'll work.
No.
A Naboo fighter.
Yeah, Naboo. Right, it's from Naboo. Anyway, okay, so episode two you've already watched, Jeff?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
Usually it's just
short. Message. I wanted it to be longer.
There was a lot of people, too, that were being, you know, picky and didn't watch Boba Fett, and so they didn't realize that you had all this story. So if you're just trying to keep up with Mandalorian, there's like a weird jump of like, where'd this come from and how did this happen?
they do make a big assumption that everybody is watching it has watched the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, but can we all say that the most boring episode of Mandalorian is better than the best episode of Boba Fett?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Or Obi-Wan.
Oh, I couldn't even get through it. I think I watched like two episodes of Obi-Wan. That kid, I just kept hoping somebody would. I'm not going to say.
Hey, leave Princess Leia alone.
I'm here to watch Luke. But first I have to go cut up the sand fish. Rotting in the hot sun. But not rotting, because we mine a dead sand fish. Oh, here comes Princess Leia to run around. Oh, boring, dumb. I hope there's not another season of that show. I am going to watch Andor while I have.
Yeah, Andor is amazing.
Andor's the best one. I think Andor's better than Mandalorian. Loved Andor. It was so freaking good. Because it's a real show. It's not just some Star Wars crap. It's a real show. Even if you didn't know anything about Star Wars, you could watch that show from beginning to end. And it just like happens to have sci-fi in it.
It's so great to watch. It's all practical and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured Tim would like it because it was written by the same people that did House of Cards, right?
Yeah, it's Bo Willimon.
Hopefully not the last season, because that sucked.
Well,
they had their hands tied a little bit with that last season.
Yeah, they could have not.
Kevin Spacey kept trying to untie
somebody's hands.
Well, take your pants off.
It's time, though. Let him come back. God bless it.
He isn't going anywhere. He still makes weird cryptic videos and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, put him back in some shit. I mean, he's a good actor, and he didn't really rape anybody. He just kind of carried him off the bed.
Whoopi Goldberg, it wasn't rape.
It wasn't rape.
That show, for that cartoon from the 70s, rape. The gorilla rolled around.
Big gorilla and the little car. Yeah.
Rape people. Big purple gorilla. Rape. I bet dog.
He wasn't a hair bear, though, right?
No, the hair bears just did a lot of LSD. I saw that speaking of bears, the cocaine bear movie, there's some stupid like meth crocodile movie coming out.
Yes, it was actually in the works previously. From the same people that made Shark Tornado or whatever, Shark Night.
Is it called Methodile?
No, but that would be a better name. It's called Attack of the something Dial.
Meth Gator or something?
Meth Gator, something stupid like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, maybe it's a Cayman. Meth Cayman. It's small. Hey, I got to thank our buddy Mark, who has been, you know, he does the Sylvester Stallone videos. The one he did last week was pretty funny, about Steve and the booze. He has a funny video for us that we'll play right after this commercial.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sean Hannity. I want to tell you about my favorite pizza place in Atlanta, Georgia. It's not in Atlanta. It's in a town called what? Is it called Conyers, I believe. Conyers. Is that right, Dustin?
That's it.
It's in Conyers, Georgia. It's a hike. Not that far if you get on I-20. And you have your hankering for Atlanta pizza and gyro. You can get pizza, you can get a gyro. They're the longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth. And anyway, I want to thank Mike Hall and everybody at the restaurant. Please join AP&G for their weekly Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And now heading into spring, you can tell you're in spring in Atlanta because everything's yellow from the tree pollen. But stupid pine trees that just it's all over everything. They have 16 draft beer taps available and over 40 other beers to choose from, and bottles and cans with a strong focus on local Georgia and Southeast craft breweries. Delicious. Serving the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Well, if I was to come as I am, it wouldn't be family-friendly. Dine-in and takeout available. Limited delivery is also available anyway via Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. Hey, if you're a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza Nero by calling 770-483-6228 and get packing. Wait, that's the wrong... Never mind. Get packing, take your suitcase out there, fill it with pizza, go home and eat it.
Open Big Sean. Yes? I
was
just going to say, before you go, I thought you were wrapping it up. I just want to make sure that you let everybody know the top three ways that you can tell someone's a great American.
The top three ways you can tell somebody is a great American is that they like to eat at an American pizza place run by Mike Hall. That's number one. Number two, you also like Euros. Number three, you like going to Conyers. Those are the three top things that make you a great American.
Thank you.
They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m., Saturday 12 to 9, closed on Sunday. Just as it's supposed to be. Let your workers go home and spend time with their families, do things with their families. Anyway, thank you to Mike Hall. Thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Zero. I mean, Giro. Giro. How do you say that?
Euro.
Euro. Thank you. They're not a zero. They're a 10 in my book, out of 10. So anyway, thank you, Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Now back to, what is this show? Radio Labyrinth. It's time for my talking. Ain't telling you lies. Double audio. My talking.
Hey, yo, how's it going? It's me, your friendly neighborhood Slatterman. I'm taking a break from Purple Rain right now because everybody knows, except my agent, that it's Oscar season, and so I thought I'd weigh in and give my two cents in who I think might win some of the Oscars. As you know, I was up for a few Oscars. Never won any. But, you know, I don't know. But anyway, the Oscars. Now, I haven't watched most of the films. I did watch The Whale, which I thought was a fine film. But in my mind, I started rewriting it and came up with a movie called Killer Whale. And I'm going to have my friend Jason Statham in there, and he's going to be a teacher that teaches English online, and in his spare time, he fights Jehovah's Witnesses that come to his door. There we go. Next, I saw The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. And, you know, I got to say, I didn't quite understand that one. I just know that the guy just kept cutting off his fingers and throwing them at his ex-friend. I don't know. Next, I saw Everything Everywhere at All at Once. That movie brings up more questions than answers, I think. Like, do Chinese people really eat bagels? Why is Short Round in this movie? I was waiting for Indiana Jones to keep popping up. Was that Data from the Goonies on that? Was it? I don't know. Why is Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs still look nice? I also see that the movie Maverick is up for an Oscar. Why? I have a good idea for Creed 4. Okay, here, check this out. Clubber Lang becomes a Jehovah's Witness, and he knocks on the wrong door. Jason Statham comes out as a killer whale, starts beating up Clubber Lang. Now, Clubber Lang's son gets upset, and he wants to fight, but he doesn't want to fight the killer whale because, you know, he'll kill a whale, you know. So he says, I want to fight Rocky. And Rocky's like, hey, you know, yeah, I heard your old man up. I'm not going to do that. But you can fight my friend Adonis Creed, all right? And then out of nowhere, my ex-wife comes and starts beating me up ringside, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I know what your name is. I know what your name is. Ah. She's the disease that has no cure. So anyway, guys, that's my idea for the Oscars, the Purple of Rain, Jehovah's Witnesses. And I hope you guys have a great podcast. And we'll talk soon. If not, I'll just keep making these videos for you. But it's your friendly neighborhood Slider Man saying, Addy, what is it? Yo. He's misunderstood.
What? Okay, thank you, Sly, with his Oscar predictions. hate this.
Well, you can't take bets.
Huh?
We'll have to take bets on if he's right.
I don't think he didn't really do a lot of predictions. He just kind of rambled like Sly is wont to do. But it was very, very funny. So thank you to Mark Schrenkel from I Am Shauna Ray. And we appreciate everything he's done for us. I am going to send him a shirt this week, Jeff. And he's a great guy, and he's really good at doing that Sly voice, and the puppet's amazing. I do have to say that what's that movie, the Irish movie again?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, the Banshees of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so funny. All right, Jeff, I believe, what are we going to talk about now? I believe it's time to do Views and Snooze.
Views, views, views.
Or.
You can snooze.
Snooze.
Okay, last week we didn't do it. It would have been True Lies, that new, it's based on the movie, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It's a network show, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, what network is it on?
It's on TBS.
Whoa.
I watched the first one. It was decent. Tom Arnold is in it. And it's the guy from Shameless, the guy that was the neighbor guy on Shameless.
Oh, okay.
He's playing the Arnold Schwarzenegger character.
That's so funny.
Just the fact that that's exactly what I hear in my head anytime somebody tells me something's on CBS.
Yeah, I'm not old enough. I still don't feel old enough.
Whoa.
It was decent. I liked the first one. And Daisy Jones and the Sick. Did anybody watch those?
I watched, really, really good. I watched
the first three.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
How many times does Riley Koff get naked?
None.
Oh, that is shocking.
Yeah.
That is Elvis's granddaughter, correct?
Yep.
She's the one that was in The Girlfriend Experience first season.
Mm.
And that weird.
She's singing for real, though. Like, the music is really them singing, which is kind of cool.
But they are kind of loosely based off of Fleetwood Mac. Right?
Yeah, I don't get the whole Fleetwood Mac thing. I was looking at Wikipedia trying to figure out, like, how is this based on Fleetwood Mac? Because it doesn't seem like it is.
Right. Huh. Well, I don't know.
Good. I watched the first three that came out already.
That's on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, Prime.
It looks good. My boss from the radio station, Eric Von Hessler, he's watched it. He likes that show.
And Chris Rock Live, which we already talked about, was the last one.
Okay. Well, what
this
do we
week?
This week.
Super Maximum Retro Show started on Vice. This is Chris DiStefano's basically Radio Labyrinth show.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's looking at 70s, 80s pop culture.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's Vice, so, you know, it's like Vice quality.
Yeah.
Is he good?
He's pretty good. The panel's better. Roy Wood Jr., former podcast guest, was on the first one.
Yeah. Isn't he going to get The Daily Show? I mean, he should be the actual host of The Daily
Show. Yeah, I wish he would.
He's actually funny, unlike the guy that's been doing it for however many years since Jon Stewart left.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to watch it because that guy isn't funny.
Check it out. It's on Vice.
Trevor Noah.
Yeah, Trevor Noah is the guy that is stepping down as host of The Daily Show.
Oh, is he going to go? Okay, David Caruso.
A girl I used to do stand-up with, she's on there. Dulce Sloan.
Yeah.
And I'll just put it out here. If you ever see Dulce Sloan on a marquee to go watch stand-up comedy, go. She's a beast.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody that can come on a stage where no one has laughed the entire night, and then she'll just destroy everybody in the room.
Hmm. All right. I will check her out. Where can you find clips of her on YouTube and stuff?
Yeah, just type in Dulce Sloan and look her up.
Dulce Sloan.
She's great live because she engages the audience, and she's not afraid of anyone, so she'll just fuck with people.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
So that's the views for me. Supermax from Retro Show on Vice. Number two, Bert Kreischer's special is coming out on Netflix called Razzle Dazzle. I'm going to watch that. That's the views for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
And number three, Gotham Knights on CW. Anyone going to check this out?
I'm not. CW? Nope.
No.
This is possibly the last CW DC entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in Gotham City after Bruce Wayne is murdered.
Nah, that's
kind of Titans-ish.
Yeah, I'm going to snooze on that one, guys. You let me know how it is, though.
Yeah.
I like Batman Cinematic World, and that's about it. Although Gotham was a good show, I thought.
The first season or two was, yeah, I thought.
Yeah, I thought the Penguin, anything, Jada Pinkett Smith's character was terrible.
Yeah.
But the Penguin guy was good. And I don't know. It was a serviceable show. It ran for like 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not interested in Teen Titans, Batman, post-death of Bruce Wayne. So somebody else is going to become Batman? Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Be Nightwing, maybe?
Out there.
Maybe it'll be Robin, Girl Robin.
This is probably the last DC thing that CW is going to get to do, though, because of the whole new regime taking over DC.
Yeah, so it's guaranteed not to have a life past this season. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's good. When does that Bert Kreischer special come out?
This week. Probably this weekend.
It's funny because we always think, well, hey, let's reach out to Bert Kreischer. Tim has his email address. And I always think this when I see he's got something coming out. He doesn't need to do any interviews at all.
No.
They have the podcast. And that's the thing with comedians. They don't need to do radio or podcasts of people that aren't their friends because they all have podcasts that have
The fact that they have podcasts, they know it's fun to be on other podcasts.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They'll do it sometimes.
Not ours.
He was on ours once.
He got tricked into it because it was one of those radio interviews, and I was able to get a one-on-one with him. He was surprised. Oh, hey Tim.
When does The Machine come out, or has it already come out?
No, it's coming out in April.
April.
We should go to the movies, like have a radio night out at the movies.
I would go see that movie. I'm more excited than I am a stand-up.
They're doing like a thing with like a Bert doing Q&A, like a Fathom Events kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Where
he's not live in the theater, but they stream it live.
Oh, cool.
Before or after the movie, but it's only on opening night. And I think you got to go to Atlantic Station to watch it.
Okay. I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
I need to pick some place like Midpoint, like freaking Chamblee or something that's like central location for everybody.
Where you'd go to that scary-ass Regal 24, the tumbleweeds in the parking.
I used to go there all the time. What happened to that place?
Vests don't fit no more. I can't go there.
That's Andy Springs Theater. Probably going to have it. That's a really good theater.
I would go to that.
They have like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
The one over by Northport Mile.
Yeah.
No, not by North Point Mile.
Or Perimeter.
No, not even there. It's off of Roswell Road.
Yeah, it's
Sandy Springs Circle.
Yeah.
Like
well, the Perimeter Regal is also a good theater.
I didn't say that out loud. I'm glad nobody heard it.
The Regal Theater in Dunwoody is a good theater.
Yeah.
I've been there. That's where I used to go. That's I think the last movie I saw there was Les Miserables. I cried at the end of it and sobbed on the way to my car.
It's a good location, too. There's all kinds of shit around there. It's, you know, a ton of place to eat and all that other stuff.
And they have a Five Below in case you need a pool noodle. But yeah, if it's playing at Sandy Springs, I would go there. We could just invite people to come with us and see it. I would love to see that film, especially there. But yeah, that Regal 24, man, you drive up 85 and you look to your right. That place used to be packed.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised it isn't because they, you know, they couldn't show anything during COVID and there's 24 fucking theaters in there. Too many theaters.
Yeah, I remember I took the kid there to see that movie with Clooney and Vera Farmiga.
Up in the Air?
Yes. Far too adult for him.
Really?
I mean, he was like 14 and we were like 35 minutes into it and he's like, I don't really, it's something about a corporate raider. It's just not. So we just got up and we walked across the hall. I can't even remember what else we saw, but yeah. I could just see him sitting in there and he didn't understand a middle-aged saga.
No. No, that's not a kid movie.
Fat Matt's Rib Shack in that movie, though.
It is?
There's a good plug for Fat Matt in there.
Oh. And then across the street, of course, you have Grindhouse Burger, which I'd rather go to. Because, well, Ira doesn't play at Grindhouse. Hey, do you have a commercial to residential construction printing need? Well, guess what? I have a phone number for you and an email address. What are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. LDI has been sponsoring Radio Labyrinth for a long time and we appreciate it very much. Jeff, tell people what Repro Printing is.
They print like big stuff, like blueprints and that kind of stuff.
So stuff that you need if you're building a building, and it's really cool. So check them out. And thank you guys again for supporting us for so long. Guys, you know, we're going to have another puppet on this. This is slowly turning into a puppet show. I just want everybody to know. But it's going to be a filthy, foul-mouthed puppet by the name of Red Box Troll. And by the way, his name is Red Box, like Red Fox, two Ds, two Xs at the end of box. Red Box. And we are not talking about Lindsay Lohan. We are talking about the Red Box Troll. And it's the OG Red Box Troll, but he won't have that voice. And we're going to figure out what to do with him. I'm going to get a green screen and hopefully pre-record it. But we'll figure it out. So that's coming up. Now it's time to do staff picks. And I'll just get started. Money Shot, the Pornhub story on March 15th. I guess it's a story about Pornhub. And,
unless there's money shots, I'm out.
No, there won't be any money shots. It's on Netflix, though. But, you know, there was a podcast about Pornhub and the scumbags that own it and how they really put all the other people out of business just by allowing all these free clips to be posted there. And they've kind of been cracked down upon. I don't think they can take credit cards anymore. And I don't know. Don't really care, but I'm going to watch the documentary just because it's an interesting business model, just destroying an entire industry by putting their product up for free. Kind of like Napster, but nobody went after them because it's porn. Nobody cares about pornographers' intellectual property.
That's my jizz. You can't sell it.
I wish they fixed their main screen. I mean, it's like, I didn't want to go there because it's just a bunch of women being strangled with cum ropes.
You do know that their website is intuitive, right? And it's based off of previous search history.
Yeah, cum rope.
I can promise you, I didn't look for anything.
And Neil's using your computer.
That's where I was going.
I guarantee you that Neil's search history is very normal. There's probably porn in there, but there's no there's nothing where somebody's getting hit in the face with a high-heeled shoe. There's nobody's getting crapped on.
It's always those
none of that.
Head-up videos of, like, the step kid is peeking through the door, and then all of a sudden he's like, it's like he peeks through the door and his stepmom sees him, and then you cut to the real fast. The stupidest shit ever. I don't.
What are all these, like, why is Marge Simpson getting gang banged by, like, Bart and Lisa? I mean, what is going on?
And they don't have that on there anymore, I imagine, but they did.
I just don't understand why that was ever a thing. I mean,
maybe
who wanted that?
Maybe Ned and, I don't know, Lenny. We'll say we're doing it. No. But we'll still, people are desensitized and they need, I don't know. I mean, honestly, do you think anybody in their right mind is out there going, oh, can't wait to see that?
They must be, because they've got plenty of, you know, women being chased with a chainsaw. I mean, there's plenty of.
Hey, Barn, look at this dude. That I'm Barn.
Rocco Siffredi's greatest hits.
Yeah. Rocco Siffredi. He's retired. He's got a family now. And his Instagram, it's just him and I love my family. I make my kids drink from the toilet. You want a drink of water? The toilet's waiting for you. Baby, go to the toilet. All right. I don't want to talk about this anymore. That's my stuff.
My step pick is, it's an audio book. It's by this girl, Jeanette McCurdy. She was on, iCarly. If you remember that show.
Yeah, I never watched it, but
I mean, yeah, it was like beyond.
Not on Pornhub.
Right. And then she had her own show, Something Sam, that was her character. And, it was her and, Ariana Grande.
Oh.
She was just getting her start or whatever. But, the story or the book is called I'm Glad My Mom Died. It's really good. It's the horror of being a child in the show business when your parent is doing everything to live their dreams through you.
Ah.
And her shows were all run by the guy.
Dan the man. Yeah.
Dan the man with the
creepy
Glenn Schneider.
Yeah. And she calls him, she never says his name in the book. She always just calls him the creator.
Yeah.
He's always referred to as the creator.
The foot sniffer, the foot licker, the foot licker.
Yeah. But, I mean, she probably could have went harder on him than she did. But the book is great, and she narrates it. And I really liked it a lot. But it's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. And also, this week, Jenna Ortega, who we loved as Wednesday Adams, she's on Hot Ones. She is the freaking queen of Hot Ones. Oh,
you're
my God.
Just gobbling them down, right?
Yeah. It was so good. And nothing bothered her. And not to mention the fact that, you know, all of, he's such a great interviewer. Everything that she talks about, I love her. She's amazing. She's so cool. And to be as young as she is, she's like wise beyond her years. And she's just so funny. And I just adore her.
Yeah, I thought she was like 15 or 16 years old. And then I looked her up online and I'm like, holy shit, she's an adult.
Yeah, she's really smart. And
I don't mean in a creepy
very
way.
Very cool. No, she's just very cool.
Yeah. Jeff?
Brian Quinn from Impractical Jokers was on Are You Garbage this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's such a rate
that was got on YouTube.
I love it. Steph brought that show up and I checked out an episode of, I think, the one with David Cross.
Yeah.
And, they really do sound like a yuckety yuck morning show, but they don't, their content isn't that, but the way they do it, they're just so professional with the boom, 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 everything is quick, like a morning show. Like you're expecting a commercial break. That's what I mean.
Love
a really good
guys.
Podcast. Though. Yeah. My other favorite podcast right now is Harlan Williams, man. I just love that. That guy's ability to improvise and come up with all these weird names for people and the way he does it is so good.
Was he ever interviewed by Norm? Did they ever interview or be together? Because those two playing off each other would have been nuts.
Yeah, it would have, but I don't think so. I don't think he's on any of the shows.
Let's see. My staff pick is another YouTube channel. Do you guys remember a Midnight Special?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they fired back up.
Midnight Special.
Yeah. Well, they fired back up a YouTube channel and started putting... Now, there's been YouTube channels that have a lot of Midnight Special bands and stuff on there, but they've actually gone through now and started putting all the comedic spots. And so you can watch like old George Carlin and Red Fox and like all these spots on Midnight Special that you couldn't get before. And so I subscribed to that and spent a few hours going down that rabbit hole. And it was pretty cool.
Oh, here's Christopher Cross wearing a Houston Oilers jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sail. Yeah, fucking rocking.
Andy Kaufman did a set on there. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Every comedian that was big back then, they were on there. And look at David Brenner. I'm looking at the page right now. And one of my favorites is Neil Sedaka sings Bad Blood. And he has that Neil Sedaka comb over with the long hair. And he's wearing, you know, one of those bell-bottom 70s jumpsuits with the big-ass collar, the floral collar. And it's like, oh, dude. But it's a kick-ass song. I love Neil Sedaka, in case people think I'm mocking him. But, oh, Flip Wilson stand-up. Jimmy Walker stand-up. Yeah, you definitely got it. You got Frankie Valli singing Grease. Harry Chapin singing Taxi. Man, there's a lot of good stuff on here. You can definitely spend a day or two watching this shit, huh?
Yep. And I did.
Yep.
While you're watching that, go on over to Radio Labyrinth and subscribe, and then go back to watching Midnight Special.
Yeah, do that. We need 28,000.6 subscribers. Why not follow us and all that jazz? Okay, guys, we are going to turn it over to Steph so she can talk about Barkville and also talk about that video we just got.
Well, yeah, this Saturday, if you are out and about, you can stop by and see us at the PetSmart off of North Point Parkway in Alpharetta. We'll be there from 11 to 2 with a lot of our very cute adoptable dogs. We've got some puppies as well. So if you're in the market, please come by and see us. If you'd like to foster, if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to donate, go to barkvilledogrescue.org. We really appreciate it. And I'm very excited about the fact that Shauna from I Am Shauna Ray and her sister Riley, they were so sweet. They made a video for us, for Barkville, to help us get our donations up. Last month, we were down almost $10,000 in donations. And the rescue is really struggling right now. You know, people are trying to decide whether or not to buy eggs or die. And so they don't have like a whole lot of extra money.
Yeah.
To just be throwing around. And, you know, we've got dogs that were returned just because of whatever reason, and they're in boarding. Our boarding costs are like $6,000 a month alone. And that's not including, you know, heartworm preventatives that we have to give, medications. A lot of the dogs have to go to training to help them, you know, get right so they can go to somebody's house. And so the girls, they did a really great video. Dustin, the man, put it together. It looks so good. And I'm really thrilled. The girls are, I'm not sure when they're going to post it, but they'll be posting it on their Instagram for us.
I think it's already been posted.
Riley posted it today, I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, did she? I hadn't Mark, looked.
I think Shauna already posted it too, because I saw Mark shared it on his story.
Oh my God. Well, you guys got me on the scoop. I didn't even know. Well, anyway, we were so grateful and they did such a good job. And I really wanted to thank them. Like, it was just awesome that they did that.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
And I'm Riley.
As you guys know, we love dogs and helping those in need, so we wanted to tell you about Barkville Dog Rescue.
You may have read about so many shelters being full right now because animals that were adopted or in quarantine are being returned all over the country.
While it's a problem everywhere, it's an absolute crisis in the South.
Barkville Dog Rescue is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that is committed to saving dogs of all breeds, sizes, and ages from high-kill shelters.
They are based in the Atlanta, Georgia area and can really use your help right now.
Barkville does not have a shelter. All of their dogs are fostered and trained in the volunteers' homes.
They rely heavily on donations for the vetting, medications, preventatives, and sometimes the professional training necessary to help every dog become the most adoptable dog they can be. Last month, their rescue was down almost $10,000 in donations and are now unable to pull any more dogs from shelters. Meanwhile, even very young and healthy dogs in their area are being put down due to lack of space.
We are asking if you guys could donate anything you guys can to them. It would mean the world to us.
please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org and watch the video about their organization. And while you're there, if you feel like it, hit the donate button. We would really appreciate it, and thank you so much.
All right, guys, that's Radio Labyrinth for this week. Thank you again for listening or watching, however you consume the product.
Consume.
Make sure that you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things that we need to do to keep doing the show. And until that time, which would be next week when we talk to you again, keep it canon.